welcome back to another episode of On a Related Note podcast. I'm Mecca.
And I'm Mia.
And today we are going to do an A through Z music episode. You'll learn about what that is in a few minutes. But before I start, in our plant tour episode, I mentioned that my spider plant, Holly, was going to be flowering again soon. And she flowered today. Yeah. She has one so far.
Yeah.
I'll post a picture because it's cute. They're just cute little white flowers and they only last for less than 24 hours. But they open in the early part of the day and then they're closed by the end of the night. So, but it's nice while it lasts. And then in the last episode, we mentioned that we're probably going to go to the archery range again. Mm-hmm. And we did.
Yeah.
It was a part of like a family outing, a late birthday celebration, a belated birthday celebration. So the guy who was our instructor the first time, he wasn't there this time, which I really wish he was because he was just mad cool. But I don't know what I was doing differently, but the bowstring kept smacking me in my forearm or like right by my elbow.
Yeah.
And I don't bruise easily, but I had a bruise for a couple days because like,
there
and it was
any
sore.
Archery experts out there, or you know, you've been doing it longer than 2 hours, than, you know, like we have. Please give us tips.
Yeah, I mean, overall, it was you know fun, and I didn't completely forget everything, so it was.
I managed to shoot an arrow into the frame of the window.
Mine bounced off, so you know. But it was fun, and that's what matters. We didn't destroy anything, and it was fun. And then after that, we went to a mall that was nearby, and I bought Mia a gift card for Hot Topic and Box Lunch for Christmas, so we went in those stores.
They were playing Michael Jackson in Hot Topic.
This is not the Hot Topic I grew up with.
This is not the Hot Topic I came up on. Like,
they played Taylor Swift, they had Michael Jackson playing. There was, like, one metal song the whole time, and maybe, like, one rock song, but they were just playing, like, pop.
I was waiting for Sabrina Carpenter to come on, like, for real, like, at this point.
And it probably did while we were, like, not in the store. But, yeah, that was
It's a different era.
I think it was wannabe starting something, too. So, like, I was lit, but it just was not Hot Topic. And then after that, we went for dinner, and then I got some boba. And there is a boba shop, Kung Fu Tea. They're doing a collaboration right now with Strawberry Shortcake. I don't know if it's like an anniversary or something, but they're doing a collab where they have a line of Strawberry Shortcake inspired drinks. And if you buy one, you get a sticker sheet that is scented like, you know, Strawberry Shortcake things always have been.
Great.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Very nostalgic.
Yeah, we'll put a picture.
Yeah. So that was stuff we did recently.
Yeah.
And
my fidget friend for today.
Yeah, I don't know what it is yet, so.
It's so random. My fidget friend for today is the earbud cover that you get in the packet when you buy earbuds and they give you extras.
Was it just sitting on your dresser or something?
I've actually had it in that spot for like 5 years. Well, no. It's like, it's been in like.
It's decor.
It's been in a container with like other things, but it's just been there forever because I just thought maybe one day I might need these for some reason. And
you don't even like those, do you?
I don't really, but those are like my backup earbuds and I've been using them. So they're just there now. So because we're talking about music today, I thought, you know, why not? It's oddly thematic. And it's kind of giving those like, those push in, I don't know what you call them, but
those
like,
little poppers.
They had like a popper, and that's what my brain likes about it.
All right.
So we're going to play with it. Otherwise, it would just be sitting on my dresser. So, like, why not?
All right, then.
It should be in the trash, probably, because I'm never going to use this. But yeah.
So, like you said, the theme is music. So, we're going to go through our playlist and just pick a song from each letter and talk about it. So it's going to be mostly randomized. Mia is using her Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
I am using my iPod that I dug up because it's going to be interesting what songs might come on because a lot of the songs I have on my iPod, I haven't listened to in quite some time.
Also, it was the YouTube to MP3 era, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
So,
which I'm a little sad because like my initial idea for my music pickings was to just make my own list of like kind of curated songs because half of them would probably not exist on Spotify. But then I was like, well, I can't decide things to save my life. And this list was like becoming too much of like, oh my God, I have to pick the perfect song. So random is better. If I decide later for some reason to add, like, well, this would be my pick for the alphabet, I might put it on screen, but we'll see. Editing me, future me, we'll see. But yeah, that was a different time of music before Pandora might have existed.
Yeah, Pandora existed,
but it was just so much easier, I guess. Yeah. Like, oh, I love this song, let's go to YouTube and copy
it. Just snatch it, yeah.
Right. I had so many songs on my Kindle. That was how I listened to music before I got a phone. And I would YouTube to MP3 everything.
Now, I don't have all of the music I ever YouTube to MP3'd on this. Like, it was still a little bit more up to date in my music taste, but still gonna have stuff that I haven't heard in a while.
A bit of a time capsule.
A little bit, yeah. So, yeah, I'm just gonna randomize it from my iPod, and she's gonna randomize it from... as best as possible. Like, if I see a song in the letter that I'm like, oh man, I want to use that one, then like,
yeah,
whatever.
And then if I get to a letter that I remember I put a song on my list, I might be like, okay, but actually this song is amazing too. So yeah, we'll just see how it goes.
All right. So, we're going to start with A, obviously. It's A through Z. So let's see what my iPod has. All I Ask of You by Skrillex.
Oh,
so I don't think I really played that one that much, but I definitely, when I was in high school, I had my phase with dubstep and just like the EDM genre in general and some of the subgenres. So like Skrillex, Avicii, and Deadmau5 were like my favorites. And to this day, I still listen to Deadmau5 and Avicii, RIP Avicii. They came out with a special on Netflix about him recently that I need to check out. But yeah, Skrillex, I don't keep up with him anymore, but some of his stuff I still do have in my playlist, like Stranger and I don't remember what album it's from, but yeah. Anyway, that's my
A. I used to listen to Deadmau5 when I was doing homework in high school. It's great, great taste. Also, there's a game called Goat Simulator that I used to play on my Kindle, but now I have it on my Switch. And there was like it was on a rooftop, right? Like, once you finally made it up to the roof of this hotel thing, there was a roof party, and they were playing, was it an actual Deadmau5 song, or was it just supposed to
be? He made a song for the game. Yeah.
Right. And the guy on stage basically had like a Deadmau5 head, and it was great. And
it was Dead
Goat. Dead Goat,
instead of Deadmau5. So it was like Dead G-O-A-7.
I swear I have screenshots from my Kindle when I played it the first time of OMB and I. If I can find them, I'm putting them up there. But
oh yeah. My gosh.
What an era. Okay, so what did you just do? Scroll in and stop?
Yeah, I scrolled through the A and just like landed on one.
Start on A, okay. Oh, American Healthcare, parentheses, Glitzy by Penelope Scott. Oh, this is a start. All right. I think, I can't exactly remember how I, oh, yes, I do. There was an animatic. If you don't know what animatic is, it's essentially you draw a storyboard and put music to it. It's very, very loose animation. You can do whatever you want with it. But it was an animatic to Ace Attorney. I'm pretty sure it was Franziska and like her feelings towards her father who gets cooked. And that song was called Rat. And it was like about how people have been telling her since she was young, like grow up and like go reach for the stars and be like a STEM girly and like do all these things. And she wanted to do it because she enjoyed it. But it was like growing up, and it's the double standard of like the people that she idolized are like actually terrible people. And she called out like several people, Tesla, you know, Elon, like in that song. I was like, oops. But American Healthcare is about American healthcare. And the music video is actually kind of sad because at one point in the song, it turns to like, I don't know how to describe it. They use a specific instrument that makes the vibe go from kind of upbeat to you being like, oh, it's feeling like a funeral. And then you look at the music video and it's like the person died. And you're like, oh, okay, absolutely. So yeah, Penelope Scott, she has like a talking, singing style, and I like that. And she's like telling stories in her songs, and she's just venting. Honestly, her songs are venting, and that's what I like. But yeah, that's my song for A.
All right.
On to B.
All right. Beautiful Life by SHINee. So there's definitely a lot of K-pop songs on this album.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I believe this album, One of One, or One and One, I think is the album that's on. That And it's Repackage is the last that's where I left off with being a Shiny fan, kind of. But Beautiful Life is definitely a nice song.
I don't know if I remember how that one went, or if I've heard that one.
I'm not sure. It's on the same album as Rescue.
I was actually gonna ask.
Or Rescue might have been on the repack of this one.
Probably Repackage.
I think so. But yeah.
All right. I should have scrolled down to start the bees. Okay. Banana Zoo from Classic 3000.
That came out yesterday.
Banana Zoo.
Ooh, baby. we've already had our...
Yeah, we've talked about Classic 3000 in the what do we call it?
Childhood cartoon, something. I don't know. One of our first, it was one of our early episodes. And
awesome show, awesome music.
I saw an article a couple months back that Andre 3000 is teasing bringing it back. And there's also a rumor that Tyler, the Creator, mm-hmm. could be involved. If this happens, bro,
the comeback.
Oh, my God. The strongest comeback ever. So,
oh, my goodness.
Fingers crossed that. Fingers crossed that happens.
Actually.
All right, see.
I have a lot of B songs. I'm still scrolling through them. Okay.
Chalk Outline by 3 Days Grace. See, we're just this is definitely high school me. How does that go? I did like that song a lot. That this album, Transit of Venus, was the last 3 Days Grace album that I listened to. After that, I think Adam left after that, and I kind of fell off with 3 Days Grace. And I heard he's back now, so that's cool. But my friend would tell me all the time that the 3 Days Grace post Adam, they still made good music. And then Adam went and he had a band of his own outside of 3 Days Grace that also made good music, but I just never kept up with any of it. But yeah, 3 Days Grace was one of my favorite bands. Mm-hmm. I made this, I did a sketch. I had a really large sketchbook, which I don't know why, because I've never been an artist. I drew all of my favorite band logos on a big sheet of paper when I was in high school. And I'm going to find it and post a picture of it in this episode. But yeah, 3 Days Grace was one of the ones that I claimed as my favorites in high school. So
I had an OC that I made in high school, and the first draft of him, he had a tank top with the Linkin Park logo up there. And
I remember this. Was it Kita?
No. Oh, okay. His name was originally Kyo, because that was in my era of giving all of my OCs Japanese names, because I just watched anime and that's the only thing I could think of.
Oh my gosh.
But Kita, he doesn't wear panties and stuff. He's button-up kind of solid colors guy.
I'm weak. I don't even remember his name. But anyway, what's the RC song?
That was 8 years ago.
It's because I helped you name him, I think. I think so.
And I went to you for the Hangul for his name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, my C song is Seesaw. Contact with the Ohm by Joe Hisaishi.
From the Nausicaa soundtrack.
Yes! Actually, this was one of my picks for my curated list.
Really?
But I
don't remember how that one goes.
That was the battle song. The
okay.
That was a climactic part of the movie. Yes, it's the song you hear on the title screen, or whatever you call it. Nausicaa, one of my favorite movies, probably if I had to pick a top three, that's absolutely on top three.
I think this came up episode one.
It might have, actually.
When we did that,
I know
about
we said
Princess
and Pauper, but Nausicaa's absolutely one of them. And
yeah, because I told the story how we tried to watch it in sixth grade and nobody was... Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of want to watch it. Our dad was watching it the other day and I was low-key into it. It was the last 20 minutes in the movie, but I'm I want to go watch it myself now. But yes, really, really nice movie, and this particular song I liked a lot. This is a great pick for C.
It's fate that you landed on it, if
it's
that was
so
in your curated one anyway.
The songs right before and after are two totally different vibes, completely different.
That's how it is, man.
Yeah.
All right, we're on D, right?
Yes.
Okay. Dim Web by Pilot Red Sun, which is one of the... you remember this thumbnail?
Oh my gosh.
It's that dog.
Oh my gosh.
I don't remember how it sounds right now. Actually, I do. It's a little squeaky. But yeah, I'm gonna listen to that after this, because I think it's lit.
Is it an instrumental?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because just the cover art, I feel like it's one of those instrumental songs you hear in, like, the background of a video.
Wait, I'm going to just cut this out of the podcast because I want to hear it real quick. All right, so you're...
Where are we on?
We're on D.
Okay. Why does it keep... Every time I, like, back out, it goes back up to B. Yeah. No, it doesn't even go to A. All right. I usually scroll for, like, half a second and stop, so this time I'm going to do it really fast and stop. I'm gonna switch it up.
You said I'm feeling spacey.
Dear Future Self by Caro Caro Bonito. I love this song. I think I found it in college. But she's basically just like singing a note to her future self. And it's asking like, how are you doing? How's the future? Are there flying cars yet? And then...
We ain't never get
how does the chorus is like, do cars ever fly? Have you traveled time? I can't think. I can only remember the words when I sing it to the rhythm of the song, and I'm not about to sing it right now. But it's a really nice message. Actually, y'all, go listen to Dear Future Self by Caro Caro Bonito. It's a really sweet message, and I like to listen to it when I'm feeling a little emo, because it's like, yeah, because, you know, the future isn't actually that grim. I mean, it might be, but, like, you don't have to make it grim. You find a silver lining. Yay! Also, Caro Caro Bonito, awesome band. When did you start listening to them? Because I think you showed me Flamingo, and that's how I found it. So I guess I was in middle school. I'm gonna say I was in middle school. You were in high school, yeah. Because it was Flamingo that was the first one I heard.
It's funny because it's another one of those situations where like I basically gave something to you and you ran with it because I only listened to that one KKB album,
like one of their first ones, if not the first one. Yeah.
I think it's like self-titled. I think it's called Girl Bonito, yeah. Baby. Yeah.
And then there's like Bonito Generation. And then there's something else.
Yeah. I only listened to the one.
There's like two that I listened to in college. I don't know if there's EPs or albums. I don't know what they call them. But Dear Future Self is on Time and Place. And that one has some really interesting songs up there. It's up here twice. I think I liked the single and then the one from the album.
Wow.
Anyway, E.
All right. E. Let's see. I must not have many E songs.
Oh, you scrolled straight through.
Yeah, I did.
I think that's mine for J, because I realized that the other day.
Enjoy Right Now Today by Tyler, the Creator. I want to say that was like the outro song of the Flower Boy album. So it's just instrumental and it's nice. I like all of his little instrumental bits that he does in his albums.
We love a good album that has like those break songs. Like, yeah. There's an artist, I don't know if she'll come up in me scrolling, but a Japanese artist like named Riol, and in a couple of her albums she has interludes, and it'll be like, say there's 11 songs, song like 4 and 9 will be an interlude, mm-hmm. and they're just so pretty, and it'll lead right into the next like vibe of the next song, and I'm like, you know, I love it when artists do that. They make the whole album like,
yeah,
when you listen to it from beginning to end, it's like it goes together really well, and it's just chef's kiss.
I know Gorillaz has they don't really do the, like that kind of thing, but their songs blend into each other that way. Like the end of one song will be like an instrumental.
Billie Eilish does that too. Like,
oh, nice.
What album? It was When We Sleep, Where Do We Go? Something like that. I think that's the name of the album. That one. It's seamless, bro. Like literally, if you're not looking at the song titles, like change. You think this is just one whole 20-minute experience or whatever, and you're like, oh, wait, it's been 6 songs.
Wow.
Yeah, I do like that. That's so cool.
I do like that.
Yeah. What are we on E?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't have a lot of E's either. I skipped right through them. Wow, okay. ETA by New Jeans. Okay, so the first time I heard this song, there is a, oh, I forgot their name, Lyre group, like the instrument.
Uh-huh.
It's three girls and they write music for K-pop artists. Like they pitch them to the industry and they did like an R&B version of ETA. I had never heard ETA before. But I had listened to a couple of their like versions of songs because they write a lot for Red Velvet, or they pitch a lot for Red Velvet, and they've made a couple Red Velvet songs. So I was like, ooh, okay, R&B. I love a good R&B. Listen to it. I was like, if the original don't sound like this, I'm gonna be a little sad. And it doesn't. But that's fine because the original's nice too. So I put in my likes because of that. It's still a good song though. It's, I can't remember the genre. They have a lot of genres. There's so many genres of music. I'll put it on the screen maybe because NewJeans seemed to have like a similar sound, but like each song is technically like a part of a different genre of music, because this person did a breakdown on YouTube and I was like, oh, I would have never known. It's so many. You've heard Plug R&B? I think
that one song, Stay the Night, the plug and B version.
I think like the group Islet I've talked about, their song Magnetic, that's Plug R&B vibes, and everyone's comparing it to NewJeans. I am not sure if NewJeans also does Plug R&B, because there's just too many music genres for me to keep up with. But yeah, I actually have a song from my original curated list for E that I want to call out. Shout out to Every Heart by BoA. BoA is technically a Korean artist, but she also did Japanese songs for like anime and stuff. And that song, I've probably talked about it before, was an Inuyasha ending, I believe. And Inuyasha was one of the first anime I've watched, thanks to one of my best friends. And Every Heart was one of those songs where I listened on repeat as a kid. Like, I YouTubed the MP3 and just put it on loop, because it just never got old. It's such a pretty song. I'm just like on the clouds when I'm listening to it. So there's an English version by her too. And the English version is not that bad. It's a little like, you know, when foreign artists make English versions, sometimes the lyrics just don't really make sense. But like, you know, the effort was there. Mm-hmm. It's one of them. I prefer the Japanese, but it's a really nice song too. So that's my E.
All right, F. I have a lot of F songs, apparently. Well, technically, it starts with, okay, they don't count the letter A and like, I don't know. The apparently is not a word, so.
The was in some of my C's too, but I did have a big A section.
Okay.
So I don't know. It might just be one of those things where if there's a second word, they count that.
Well, it's in here, so I'll say it because that's where my finger landed. The Flower of Rhodes by Cavalette Rest. So I mentioned a few months ago, I went to one of my favorite bands' concerts for the first time, Local Natives. Before they were Local Natives, they were called Cavalette Rest. And I asked them at the show too. I was like, I've never said the name out loud, so forgive me if I'm mispronouncing it. And they were like, oh no, you said it right. And I was like, hey. So yeah, Cavalette Rest, Flower of Rhodes. It's a very catchy song. I don't really know what they're talking about, but it's catchy. Yeah.
Freedom by Akmu. Ooh, I vaguely remember how this one goes. It's been a hot minute since I've listened to this full album. I think this one is really chill. Kind of. I don't know how to
describe it. Really chill, kind
of. Yeah, like, I don't know how to describe it, because, like, the vibes kind of change, like, as it builds up to the chorus. It starts off really simple, like, a couple chords or whatever, and then the chorus comes and, like, it starts getting a little layered. And then by the end of the song, it's, like, really layered. And I like songs that build up like that. But, Akmu is one of my favorite Korean artists. They're a brother and sister duo. And they're not K-pop because they're not like idols in the same sense. It's like your BTS or something. But yeah, they're really nice. I don't want to ramble about them too long, because yeah, there's going to be a lot of songs. But my other shout out for F is Feel My Rhythm by Red Velvet. And if you've listened to any other episode and I've talked about it, you know why. If we ever do like a K-pop specific episode, I will probably be talking about that song.
If I can get my emotions in check, we can definitely, we definitely got to do a K-pop episode, because K-pop was a
like large chunk.
Decent chunk, yeah, of my teenage life. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, all right, we're on G now. Oh, this is almost cheating because there's so many. All right, so I don't know how to pronounce this. How would you pronounce that?
Nocien.
Okay, Nocien numbers 4 through 6. So I enjoy classical music, but I'm not versed in it. I'm not, like, I can't speak about it. I don't know classical music jargon and all that kind of stuff. But I really like this guy, composer, I guess, Erik Satie. And you probably would know his song, The Gymnepédies, if that's how you pronounce that, because mm-hmm. those are like really popular pieces. But he also did the, what, Nocines? but there's this guy who has done a bunch of Erik Satie pieces, piano pieces. His name is Hakon Osbo, which I probably also butchered. I don't, you know, I don't really speak European languages that much, so.
I don't speak European.
Oh my God. But anyway.
Giving speak American.
I've heard other people do Sati pieces, but this guy, Hakon, I really like his versions of them. So, yeah. That's my G.
I apparently have a short G section, so I'm going to have to...
Mine is pretty long, actually.
I think it's because, like, I'm in my like songs on Spotify, but I have, like, a lot of songs in playlists that aren't necessarily in my likes. Oh. And who knows? There might be G's in there. But,
there's some G's in there.
Some G's in there. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Ooh, okay. Goddess by Pinocchio P. So this is a Japanese song. Ooh, how do you describe this song? It's called Goddess, and I think from... like the official description, goddess is referring to people online or like, you know, in walking life that kind of put themselves on a high horse and they're like, I'm this and I'm that and my makeup is this and my money is that and like my reputation is this. And you're in, it's like from the perspective of someone like trash talking that type of individual because you're not all that type beat. Yeah. But this song is a banger. Like, Pinocchio P does instrumentals different. I don't know. Y'all go listen to Pinocchio P. Just do it. He's my favorite Vocaloid producer. And he also sings in the background of his songs as well. So it was like him singing with Vocaloid kind of. But yeah, Goddess is a really interesting song. I actually landed on an English cover of it by Will Stetson. He does a lot of Vocaloid English covers on YouTube and like writes his own English translations and stuff. I think it was with his friend, David, something, something. I'm sorry, David. I can't remember your name. But yeah, it's a really, really nice song. I remember the first time I listened to it, I was actually in my dorm room with my friend and we both had our earbuds in and we were just minding our own business. But I listened to it and I was trying so hard not to like look insane because like, I think she was playing her Switch actually. And I was just like, you know, clicking on new songs. Ooh, Pinocchio P dropped a new song, clicks on it. And I'm like,
you did the...
Yes, I was like, I don't know what I expected, but whoa, okay, let me go look up these lyrics real quick. But yeah, that's my G.
Okay, H. We got Hillbilly Man by Gorillaz. Definitely are going to be a lot of, well, there are a lot of Gorillaz songs on my iPod, but we'll see how many I land on. But Hillbilly Man, it's kind of like, 70-30, 60-40, whether I'm gonna skip it or not if it comes on, because it's a weird song, but Gorillaz is just weird.
Yeah,
so but it's weird, it's in a good way, yeah, but it's like weird. Am I in the mood for that right now or not when it comes on? But yeah, Hillbilly Man by Gorillaz. And oh yeah, so Gorillaz, another one of my favorites when I was in high school and to this day. But I have not listened to like their last maybe 3 or 4 projects. I'm kind of just like stuck in old Gorillaz. I think
what is the one with Out of Body? What is the name of that one?
The album?
Yes, if you remember.
Because
that one has like a lot of songs up there.
I don't remember actually.
I think I listened to the whole thing in one sitting and it was just so long, but it was like really good.
It was Humans, I think.
Humans, okay.
Might have been Humans. I'll double check real quick. But yeah, that was my, that's my H.
So go back to the section, okay. I'm honestly surprised I haven't landed on any. I don't think I have a whole lot of their songs on my likes. I sometimes just go to the album.
Okay. Yes, Humans.
H. Hurricane by Bridget Mendler. So this one... is a very, like, last week I added this to my likes because I came across her song. What was it? I can't remember what it is. It's another Bridget Mendler song that I was like, oh my gosh, I used to love that song. So I added it to my likes. And then I went to her Spotify and saw Hurricane and was like, oh my God. But I literally remember all the words still. When I played it,
I remember the name, but I can't remember how the song goes.
I know it starts like, think the clouds are clogging up my brain like the weather dreams, same as the tears on my face, and I'm stuck up in the storm. I I guess it'll be all right though. And it's just, I can't remember how the chorus goes right now. Okay. Oh, I'm boarding up the windows, locking up my heart. It's like every time, that's all I remember. I have to listen to the words.
Oh, it's not ringing a bell.
But I know that one in Ready or Not, we both knew.
I remember Ready or Not.
I've played Hurricane Around You, I think. Or it was on Disney Channel or something. I don't know. But Bridget Mendler, she owns like a space company now, I believe.
That's insane.
I think we talked about it recently. I'm actually going to Google it really fast because she had like the craziest turnaround from like a Disney star. She's no longer acting or singing. But this girl, how do you spell Bridget? I can't type in. I got it. She is the owner of... Oh, she has a PhD and a JD from Harvard Law. And she adopted a son in 2022. Interesting. But yeah, she owns a space company called... it's not telling me on Wikipedia immediately, and I'm getting angry. I'll put it on screen. But yeah, she's doing big things.
Great things. Good for her.
I don't think she ever really had a problematic career either. Like, she kind of was just vibing, and then she went back to school. So yeah, great for her.
Hmm. So we're on I now?
Yep.
Okay. So, In the Car by Off On Off. So they are, I think it's a Korean duo, and they mostly do R&B songs. The only album I ever listened to from them is Boy, which this song is on. And a friend in college, I was in his car once, and an Off On Off song came on, and I was like, well, let me steal this song right quick. And then the whole album is fire. Yeah, I recommend it. Listen to Boy by Off On Off if you like to vibe.
If you like to vibe, oh, that's such an elevator pitch. If you like to vibe, listen to Off On Off.
Yeah.
Off On Off. That's going to get people interested. All right. My eye is I'm Alive by Becca.
Oh my gosh.
Right up my, actually my finger was between Imagine by John Lennon and I'm Alive, but it was mostly on I'm Alive. That was an ending, right? To Black Butler.
The first ending to Black Butler.
I honestly never watched Black Butler. I've only watched like parts of episodes because she watched it. And if I was around, I would like stick around too. But I adopted some of the songs from the OST, and that was one of them because it was in English, and that surprised me because up to that point, it's just been like Japanese songs. And it was a banger. A nice, like, early 2000s rock song. Like,
yeah.
Would you call it, like, what is it? Pop rock or pop rocks?
Maybe.
But yeah, I like that song a lot. I never realized it was Alive in all caps with an exclamation. I thought it was just I'm Alive.
I don't think I realized either. J. All right, let's see. Oh, I don't have many J songs. Okay, I went by too fast.
Oh, I literally have like 10.
So, the Jurassic Express theme. This is a wrestler. This is a wrestling theme song.
Surprise, it hasn't come up yet.
So, in AEW, there used to be a trio called Jurassic Express. And because of them, I always have to stop and think before I speak because... I'm either going to say Jurassic Express when I mean Jurassic Park or vice versa. I love them. The first merch I ever got when I became an AEW fan was a Best Friends t-shirt and a Jurassic Express t-shirt. So I used to love them. Needless to say, they aren't together anymore. They haven't been for a few years now, maybe like 2-3 years now. But yeah, it's a very catchy song. And that's my J.
I have like 10 J songs, and I feel like no matter what, I'm going to scroll past it.
But, so just pick five. Pick the fifth one.
Well, I actually had one on my curated list I put up there, and my eyes kind of went to that first anyway. So my J is, please forgive me if y'all know French, Je te laisserai des mots, I believe is more or less how I say it. And I think that translates to like, I'll leave you these words, or I'll leave you words, more or less. By Patrick Watson, and it's a really pretty.
That is not a French name. It's not giving French to me.
I don't know anything about Patrick Watson. I think I have like two songs from him in here, but yeah, I don't know much. But that's like a piano. I'm not sure if there's any other instruments. I think it's just piano. And he's just like really calmly singing. And it's like a kind of like a bittersweet love song, if I'm remembering the translation correctly. But yeah, it's really pretty. I heard it in an audio a couple years ago in a video, and I stole it because I liked it.
I do that all the time. Okay. Okay, the next letter is K. All right. Oh, I don't have that many K's either.
Me neither, actually.
So I think I'm just going to pick one. Kai Tangata by Alien Weaponry. So they are a band. I think it's two brothers and a friend. They are from New Zealand. They're of Maori descent. And they do a lot of songs. They're a metal band. They do a lot of songs in their native language of Te Reo Māori. And then they do songs in English as well. And I think I learned about them through WWE's NXT brand. They had a pay-per-view where the theme song was, I think, Holding My Breath by Alien Weaponry. And I was like, that was like my jam for a while. And then I heard that like, oh, they're from New Zealand. And this was like around the time where I was like, yeah, I'm just super interested in New Zealand out of nowhere. That was never my thought, but I definitely, it's like my number one travel destination. I've said that a few times. But so I was like, oh, okay, they do songs in the native language. I was kind of interested in the language at that time. So I was like, let's hear it. And so Kai Tangata is one of those songs. It's very good. So y'all should listen to it if you're interested in hearing songs in other languages. And if you like metal.
Okay. Coco Bot by EXO. Shimmy shimmy Coco Bot. Like, what does that mean? I don't actually have an idea of what that means.
I don't think it's
a Korean word. I think it's onomatopoeia or something.
Yeah, I mean, they just wanted to say something.
Yeah, it flows nice. I can't remember what grade I was in when I first heard this. It was definitely high school. And I think it was probably, because you were a fan of EXO. So I probably heard it from you. And I was like, ooh, what's that
one? I'm adopting this
one. Yes, I shall adopt this song.
It's funny because the first song in my K's is from the EXO subunit.
Really?
CBX, their song Kaching. That's the first song in my K.
There was actually, I almost cheated a little bit because my finger was kind of already on a K song. And I was like, ooh, I'm going to say that one. But I scrolled to Coco Bop instead. But I'm just going to call that one out. It's Keep by Mother Mother. I like Mother Mother a lot. I like their songs a lot. And Keep is kind of like a sad song. Yeah, I like Burning Pile by Mother Mother. I think they have a song called Mother, ? Very interesting sound. I kind of don't know how to describe their musical genre, to be honest. Like, each song sounds a little teeny bit different. But, yeah, that's my K.
All right, moving on to L. I'm going to have a feeling that I have a lot of L songs. I don't know why. That's just a popular.
Oh, my God. I have so many L songs.
Okay, so we have Link Up by CK. I don't remember what episode this was, but when we were talking about our Spotify Wrapped and they said that one month I was like K-rap heist mood. Oh. And it's because I listened to CK. So this song, it's good. I like it. That album, I definitely wore it out when it came out, and, it's on my Spotify playlist as well. So that's probably why he ended up being a, I don't know, K-rap heist inspiration. But yeah, Link Up by CK.
My L song. I love this song. Lovesick by Loive. This is another song that kind of has that build. Well, it's not really a build up. It's kind of just all crescendos. It just boom in the chorus because it's really quiet in the first and second verses, and then once it gets to the chorus, all the instruments just hit, and there's like a chorus and singing in the background, and it's just like, ah, angels. But yeah, it's probably like my second favorite song of hers. And I think my first song is From the Start, because that's the first song I heard by her. And it's just nostalgic to me every time I hear it. But she's kind of like a sort of jazz, sort of bossa nova, ballad, love song person. Yeah. That's my really loose definition of her. But yeah, I love her music. She came out with the movie, like one of those concert movies, I think, like last November or December, and I really wanted to see it. Maybe one day.
Maybe it'll end up on Netflix or something.
Yeah, if it does, I'm downloading that thing.
All right, letter M. Mic Drop by BTS.
Oh, my first M song is also a Korean song.
I don't know why I have three mic drops. One is the Steve Aoki remix, but...
You might have one from, like, the single and one from the album. Or, like, a repackage or something.
Probably the repack. I don't know. Yeah, it's a repack.
Yo, it's the way... That was another song that was on repeat, like, all the time for me. The original. I like the Steve Aoki version, but I really like
the original. Yeah, the original
was... I was, like, on the bus every morning at 6:30 in high school listening to that song.
Was this the song? When I replayed Spiral a couple years back, whenever... So, I still have... Was it PS1?
Well, we have a PS2, but the game itself?
Yeah. Maybe? I think I have Spiral for PS1.
Maybe.
And I was replaying it, so it was the very first one. And whenever Spiral would be, like... It would be when you're switching levels or going to different worlds, the, like, loading screen, for some reason...
The way his body would be, like, swaying while he's flying perfectly matched the beat of the instrumental to Mic Drop. Like, perfect.
So whenever I would switch roles, if she was sitting on a couch, she was like, wait, I gotta play Mic Drop.
Just and I would hurry up and look up Mic Drop instrumental on YouTube.
We gave him traveling
we
tunes.
We would time it, and I would mess up sometimes, and I'm like, no, you gotta go to another world. And
oh my
she'd flip, and I'm like, and then it'll be on. It was so perfect. Like, y'all don't understand.
I don't think they will, but it's just one of those, like, weird sibling things.
Satisfying. And I could not stop cracking up over it. It was so funny. Like, BTS never know.
All right, your M song.
Oh, I actually didn't scroll through my M's.
I had a lot of L's like I thought I would. Is it also Mic Drop? No way.
I'm doing it again.
Yeah, you have to.
Oh my God. No way. Okay. Oh, that's not even an M song. Ooh, The Moon Will Sing by the Crane Wives. This is another one I heard in an audio and was like, ooh, I love this song. I'm taking it. It's giving like folk song kind of. Like, I don't listen to local natives, that's your group, but I feel like the vibe is like somewhat similar.
They don't do folk though, but
yeah, that was I'm trying to think of like the genres because I only know like 2-3 songs by the Crane Wives, but so far their music, chef's kiss. Oh, it is okay. Folk boom.
All right.
Sorry, no. It says born of the 2010s folk boom, and now comfortably stationed in their rock and roll era. Okay, so this era of their songs was in their folk because I don't know any of their rock and roll, but yeah. That's my M. And I guess it did the T thing again. Like, it doesn't count the...
Oh, yeah. I noticed. All right. The letter N. Let's... Another BTS song, No More Dream. If I'm not mistaken, this may have been the first BTS song I ever heard. That or I might just be mixing it up with the fact that it's their first song, I think. It's their first, like, it was their debut song.
Yeah.
So it may not have been the first one, but it was one of the first songs I ever heard by them. Cause I was not with them from the beginning, but this song, I just have a lot of, fond memories about it. The music video. I'm seeing the music video in my mind right now.
Was that black and white?
No.
Okay. I feel like they had one where like one scene was in black and white and that's all I'm thinking of.
I don't know if it is that one. I don't remember the whole music video, but yeah, my origins, back my K-pop origins.
Your origin story.
Oh no, we ain't got into that one yet. That's for the K-pop episode.
I don't know how you say this name. Ni Xian Lao. It's a K Celtic name by Celtic Woman. I think that's a duo, two ladies. But this song, I don't think this one tells like a specific like legend or something, because a couple of their songs do. But I think this one translates more or less to something about like
just put it on the screen.
Dancing during the night or something. Like they're having like a night festival or something, and they're like dancing until the sun rises type beat. So it was like a everyone come together, join hands and dance song. But it's also like acoustics, maybe some flutes in there. I can't exactly remember the instrumental, but I really like the vibe. I like Celtic Woman. But I never know how to say their song names.
Naturally. I don't speak Gaelic.
I just let them say it. That's my end.
All right. Oh, it seems like I have a lot of O songs. I'm not doing any more BTS.
They're cut off.
Okay. It's still a K-pop song. Origin by Teen Top. This was like the intro song, which is, you know, all instrumental to, I think this was their anniversary album. Okay. Their album called High Five. Was this after Eljo left? This might've been their first project after Eljo left. I can't remember, but, it's like a 40-second instrumental. Teen Top was, yeah, we were just talking about origin stories. They were the first group that I really got into, but we'll save that story for whenever we do that episode.
Yeah. I don't have a lot of O's because I scrolled straight past them. Ooh, okay. So I technically have two because I had one on my original list, but the one I picked was The Only Exception by Paramore. I'm so glad I got a Paramore song. I have so many in my likes, and I'm surprised I haven't gotten one till now. I like this song a lot. It wasn't quite on loop, but whenever it came on, I never skipped it. Like, this was just a Paramore song I just could not skip. I don't know if you've ever heard it, Mecca, but if you...
This one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Okay, because I know there's some songs that you have.
Yeah, but this one was, like, popular, mm-hmm. I think, when it came out.
But it's, like, a slightly different vibe from the other songs. From the early, my early Paramore era, and I think that's why I liked it a lot, because it was the first one I heard that wasn't like rock.
Yeah,
okay. I was like, is that the genre right? Because they tried a little bit of different things. And my other call out song is Oh No by Marina, because that was the first Marina song I've ever heard, and she's one of my favorite.
That was on Just Dance, right?
Yeah, I heard it because of Just Dance, and I was obsessed with that song. And I had a friend in high school who also liked Marina, so that was another bonding point. Because I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, I just discovered her. What are your favorite songs? And then it skyrocketed. She's having an album like this month, I think.
Oh, wow.
Like soon. I don't know if it's February, but she's dropping something soon. So y'all go listen to Marina.
Okay. We're on P, right?
Yeah. Decent amount of P songs.
That sounds okay. So my finger is like literally in between two. So I'll say them both. There's another Gorilla song, Pirate Jet. If I'm not mistaken, it's another like a lot of their songs are quirky and they low key tell stories. Like their phases are a story. This one is from the Plastic Beach album. I do like Pirate Jet. I usually don't skip it. And then the other song is Pitiful by Sick Puppies. Sick Puppies was one of my favorite bands in high school as well. Pitiful, it's just like, I don't know. I wasn't an angsty teen. I wasn't emo or anything. So a lot of the music I listened to, it was just funny because it's like, I don't know. Am I trying to relate to these songs or something? Because Pitiful is about what it sounds like, being pitiful. My life's so pitiful. Give me one good reason why I shouldn't end it all. If there's a reason that I haven't found it yet, I'm like, bro, I'm out here like, yeah. But I'm like, I do not relate to this at all.
I was low-key the same way, like, but I was kind of a little worried, but like a little bit. But my emo songs are mostly Japanese, so you honestly would not have known. Like, you know, the Western audience is like, oh yeah, we're going to listen to
And then they have a problem, not a problem, but they have a tendency to, like, the most upbeat songs are the most depressing. Uh-huh. So
like over here, you'd be like, oh, you listen to, I don't know, like, is Panic emo?
I don't think so.
So like, oh, you listen to MCR? Oh, you listen to Mother, you listen to Set It Off? Oh, you, and they're all in my likes. Oh, you're emo. Ooh, yeah, you one of them kids. And I listen to them too, but just not as much. But you look through my Vocaloid playlist on YouTube.
We concerned.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you would never know. You would never know. They're singing all happy, and I'm like. Anyway, what are we on?
Letter P.
P, okay. Oh, okay. Popular song by Mika and Ariana Grande.
Another Just Dance song.
That was Just Dance?
No.
No, Pop, no, Lollipop by Mika.
That's what it is. I always mix it up.
I think The Way ended up on Just Dance, and that's from the same album.
Okay.
But Popular Song was one of my favorites from, what album is this? Yours Truly. That was an on repeat. That was one of those on repeat songs. Like, well, maybe like three repeats, and then like I gave it a break. But love that song a lot. I love the music video. I think the music video really like made me like the song more.
I don't think
because
I know
it was
it.
Just so fun. I liked the creative direction it went. You should watch the music video.
Well, when I go to edit this, I'll pause editing.
At it now, there's like some parts where it's like, oh yeah, that's definitely a green screen. Like the car they were sitting in was not moving an inch. You could tell the background was moving, but their hair was still like, it was kind of funny. But I think that's kind of the point. Like it was made to feel like a set in a way. Mm. But yeah, it was fun. Listen to a popular song. Also, I never knew until we watched Wicked that she was inspired by Popular. And it totally checks now. It 100% makes sense.
Happy for her that she got that movie.
I know. Full circle moment for her.
Yeah. Love to see it. All right. The next letter is Q, which, you know, is notoriously not a...
I have five Qs.
I have three, so I'm just going to breeze through them all. Because I don't even know how to... I could just pick the second song because whenever I can't choose something, I usually pick whatever's in the middle. Mm-hmm. Whether it's like a time, whether it's just an options. If you give me five options, I'll probably pick the third one, something like that. So I'll go through all three. There's Q&A by 17 and Ailee, which I wore that song out. Used to do this thing. It's so embarrassing in retrospect, but I used to like post like a K-pop music video to my Facebook like almost every day. It would be like a different group, and then like the last day of the week it'll be like a random group, not out of my favorite ones.
You should have been. You were one of those accounts that's like random daily whatever's.
Yeah, I really was.
Yo, you look.
Nobody on my Facebook cared, bro. But I was just like, this is
no,
for
that
me. At this
point,
doesn't
matter. It's for you.
It was, but every now and then, I would have a friend be like, "Oh, I like this one," and I'm like, "I didn't even know you were paying attention.
See,
thank you."
That's right. Yeah, it's for you. So, but you sometimes get that validation. It's like,
yeah. This is like, so I had a friend who was like, "Oh, I like this one." And so he adopted Q&A, and every now and then he would be like, it's in my head again. And I'm like,
hey. Nice.
And then there's Quartz by Tyler, the Creator, which I haven't heard in quite some time. So if it's the one I'm thinking of, I need to see if this is on Spotify because this is good. And then Quiet Nights by Catching Flies. I had a phase in high school. If you ever have come across the channel Majestic Casual on YouTube, I ripped a lot of songs from them.
Yeah.
And
they hated to see her coming.
Quiet Nights was one of them. And if it's the song I'm thinking of, I learned later on that it actually samples a bossa nova song that I now know. And when I heard that song for the first time, I was like, oh my gosh, this sounds like that one from Majestic Casual. Oh my gosh. So it's nice when like when puzzle pieces that you didn't even know needed to fit together at one point. Like, it's really cool when that happens. But those are my three Q songs.
So I have five, and I'll just speed through them. I have five of my likes. I feel like I have some in the other playlists, but I cannot remember them right now. So, oh well. So my first one is simply just called Q, like the letter Q, by Mori Calliope and Gargura. Those are both VTubers, and I don't watch either of them, to be honest, but Mori makes music, like that's her thing. A lot of VTubers make music just because like their company wants to release a song or whatever, but like I think her persona or whatever before this one, she was already making music, and she joined this company so that she could like push her music further. So this is her thing. And I listened to a few of her songs and I really liked it. So I put that one there. I also have Q&A. Q Tol Ju, which is like Q and Ju. That's a song from, I think I've talked about E3 before, a game I used to play. They have like a song for every play, because it's about theater. For every play they do, they have a song that kind of talks about the story of that. Queendom by Red Velvet. And Queen of the Party by Wendy from Red Velvet.
Wow.
It was in her her second solo EP. They both have Queen. That's funny. But yeah, those are my five.
All right. So we're on letter R now. I have quite a few R songs.
I have a decent number. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so there's another CK song, which I would skip it so that I'm not like, you know, everything's not BTS and CK. But I love this song. It's called Ring Ring featuring Gekko. And this, I believe, is another song that same friend who I was in his car and I heard Off on Off. I also heard Ring Ring by CK. This might be the first CK song I ever heard. And it's another vibe, man. It's like... that friend was definitely good for like that genre, that style of music. But yeah, Ring Ring, listen to it. It's good.
If you like vibes.
I'm not saying that this time. I'm just pitch. Like, no.
Okay. No way. Okay, wait. It later than another T-pop song. But I don't want to keep doing K-pop.
I mean, that's just representative of us this point. Like.
And my second attempt scrolled straight past the R, so at this point, it's destined. All right, what song? Rockstar featuring Mabuse. Is that how you say it?
Mabuse, I think, yeah.
Yo,
that song was...
That song was fire.
And then you feel like a baddie, like, you're just like, hey. Like,
that was a vibe.
Yeah.
I like that song.
But in a different way than the vibes I'm talking about, yeah.
There's a lot of vibes.
Yeah, you're right.
The one song I wanted to call out for R is called Rest Stop by Kirikiro Benito, again. And I'm calling this one out specifically because in freshman year of college, 2020 for me, one of my classes, I think it was essentially like elements and principles of art class, and you just do different things with that. And a project was that we had to make a piece based on a theme that we chose, but we had to like tell him the theme, and then we had to pick like a color scheme and stick to the color scheme. So mine was complementary colors. And I think I ended up doing like a nightmare that I had before, but he wanted us as like brainstorming. Oh, my wrist just popped like diabolically. He wanted us to go in like breakout rooms and talk about our topic and then pick a song that we felt sort of matched the energy or the vibe that we wanted to give through the painting. So I picked Rest Stop by Kirikiro Benito. I honestly, in hindsight, I'm embarrassed for myself because this song, it's another song where like they're telling a story the whole time. Like the whole first half of the song, she's literally just like saying, like, we went to the such and such, went to this diner, the lights were off, we went in and the tiles were, like, she was just like describing the scene with like a really simple instrumental. But by the middle, that thing goes crazy. If you don't like songs with a lot of like a cacophony of noises, this might like hurt your ears.
Breakcore.
But yeah, it's like, it's low-key giving breakcore a little bit. And then at the end, it just kind of gets weird. Like a little bit unsettling. But that's why I picked that song, because to me, that kind of matched the vibe with the types of dreams I have anyway. Like, it starts off normal, like a normal story. And then like some weird thing happens. And then I wake up and I'm like, what the heck? So I picked that song in full confidence. Like, yeah, this matches the vibe of one of the nightmares I'm going to pick. One of the nightmares. I have a plethora. And I think he was concerned for me. Because like, we didn't play the whole song because there was a lot of students to get through. And it was like an hour and a half long class or something. Actually, no, that class was like 3 hours. But we had other stuff to do. And I paid like the first minute, I think. And I was like, oh, just wait. You know, it builds up. But then like it changes a little bit. And then when it changed, he was just like, oh, that's nice. And I was like, yeah. And then I sat back, and then the next person went and they picked like, I don't know, a Billie Eilish song. And I was like, what were we supposed to pick?
I'm never going to talk again.
Yeah, ever again. I picked the craziest song of their discography. Like, actually, that was like the weirdest one of their entire discography that I have heard that I could have picked. But yeah.
Wow. So what are we on, S?
Yes.
S, yes. I know I have a ton of S songs. Goodness. Okay, so goodness. Wow, there's a KKB song right under the one my finger landed on. So my S song is Sludgy Cult by The Gazette. So The Gazette, I was introduced to also because of Black Butler, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it was Black Butler. Their song Shiver was opening or ending. I think it was an opening for... Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That was my introduction to The Gazette. And then I think maybe I had looked them up, or maybe I watched the music video for Shiver and I just thought they looked so cool. Like that visual K look was just like really super cool to me because I never seen
in
it.
In another life, that would be me.
So I got really into The Gazette. That was like, that was the extent I got to when it came to like visual K or really just like Japanese bands in general.
I took it and ran, I guess. I got a couple.
So with them though, Sludgy Cult, I think it's from the same album as Shiver. I don't remember how this song goes.
I mean, the name. It's already like, this thing about to go hard.
But yeah, I love The Gazette. Gaze Rock never dies. I don't listen to them anymore, but they still make music, which every now and then I'll see one of the band members post something on Instagram, and I'm like, good, y'all are still going. I love that.
Still kicking.
Yeah.
I have way too many S songs. How do I even... How long did you scroll?
I think I got close to the bottom and I stopped.
Okay. Let's do that.
Actually, I wasn't even near the bottom. That was the middle, but it felt like forever. Oh my God, I have so many S songs.
I landed on a banger. Stepping Out by Flo. Another Japanese song. This was an opening for Derabara. I don't know which one it was, but you watched like a good chunk of that anime with me. Because honestly, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And their music, like the OST.
Scooped that one up. Like,
aside from the openings and endings, because those were fire too. Like, I think just the style was just different from what I was used to in anime. But like the soundtrack.
Whew, one of the best.
Honestly, one of the best. Like, just go listen to it, y'all.
It's not on Spotify, which is like really disappointing, but I YouTube to MP3 so that good. And it's on my iPod for sure.
It's like, it's something in the air that they, in that studio... of like Derabara and like Soul Eater, like they're in like Samurai Champloo, like
Samurai Champloo is on its own level.
It's just different. It just gets different.
Yeah.
But yeah, Stepping Out, that's one that I'm kind of glad you were there watching it when that when the opening shifted, because hearing out for the first time is just an experience. That was great. And I really like the way they did the opening itself, like the visuals. Like that was
totally, all I remember is the hands or whatever.
It was
like
totally different from like any other anime opening. Like to this day, I think I haven't watched like that many anime. Well, low key, yes, but I just feel like they were different. Derabara is just different. Just go watch Derabara. It's kind of long, but like it's a good anime. And I told myself because it was long and it was a lot happening, I have to wait like minimum 8 years before I can rewatch it, because I have to let myself forget so that I can experience it.
Girl, I know you never got already.
Kind of. So, but still,
it ain't been 8 years.
It's been like 4. I have to wait.
Okay.
I have to wait.
You set your own rules. All right. All right, letter T. I got a feeling there's a lot of T songs as well.
Oh, actually, I don't have too many.
Okay, we have Thinking About You by 17, which is right above Think About You by Frank Ocean.
I thought you were about to say Frank Ocean.
But yeah, Thinking About You by 17. I loved 17 to death. Like, they were definitely one of my top three favorite K-pop groups, although I claimed 6, because I don't know what it is with me. It's like, if I'm going to have a favorite, which I can't ever pick just one, I have to, like, solidify what they are and then work within those confines. I think it's just, I have to compartmentalize things sometimes.
Which is why I couldn't have a full curated song list, because I couldn't just pick favorites. But yeah.
17, totally loved them to death. Yeah, Thinking About You. I think this is from potentially the last album that I listened to before I kind of just fell off with K-pop. It had, what else was on this album? Thanks, Run to You, Falling for You. I don't know, it's not really ringing a bell, but yeah, anyway.
You know what's funny? On my curated list, like my partially done one, my T song was To You by Teen Top. Because that was the first Teen Top song that I heard. And it just
hits
different.
Mine too. Yeah.
It just hits different. And I learned part of the choreography and I probably looked insane because I don't know how to do foot coordination.
I'm pretty sure I have a video of you in a parking garage doing this dance. It will never see the light of day, but it exists.
Find that and show me. So I can cringe.
I got you.
Oh, I'm not ready. Okay, but my tea song.
No way.
This is the second time this happened.
Yes. You just gotta go with it, bro.
No, like, no, no.
That's insane.
Like, what do you mean? Oh, okay. My tea song. This is such a long. Okay. So my tea song that I picked that wasn't to you is Thinking About a Potentially Awkward Interaction with an Old Friend. It's the title.
This is giving pain.
No, it's by Crywink and Commuted. It's a collab, duet, whatever. And this song is another one of those really slow instrumental. I think it's just a guitar. And they're singing, talking over it. And it's describing a potentially awkward interaction with an old friend. That the song ends kind of bittersweet. It's like they meet up, they chat, and it's like, well, this was weird. I might not ever see you again because this is just in passing. But like, you know, the memories I had of you were really great. But like now, I don't think we'll ever get that again. Yeah. And I was like, because it just hit too close to home. Like in the time that I first heard this, I was like, oh my God. But it's one of those emo songs. Like if you want to feel sad or like you're already in your feelings, you just go listen to this. And you're like, the good days. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Letter U. I actually have quite a few letter U songs. Scroll past it though. Hold on.
I guess you don't have that many.
So we have, I'm going to do the one above that because I'm not even going to try to pronounce that one. Okay. We have Ultimatum by Disclosure featuring, I can't pronounce her name either. Fatoumata Diawara. I do not remember how the song goes, actually. But if it's Disclosure, it's good.
Yeah.
So, Ultimatum. I'm going to listen to that when I go to edit this.
Is White Noise by Disclosure?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I like that
I think
song.
That's Disclosure and Aluna George. Yeah, that song is fire.
Okay, I don't have too many U songs. I just skipped right now. Oh, I landed on the very last one. Up and Down by EXID.
We are.
Oh my God! That was in a compilation of like weird K-pop dances that I saw once that like either got changed or didn't, like parts of the choreo. And I think they did change that part of the choreo, but they were just swinging their hips and like that was the only thing. And it just felt like, okay, what else are we finna do? Like this part just lasted like the whole chorus or something. It was a little weird, but the song itself was a banger.
Yeah, like, iconic.
Also, the song right above that I almost landed on is Unravel by TK from, I don't know how you say this, Ling Tosite Sigure? I don't know, it's a band. But that was the first opening to an anime called Tokyo Ghoul.
Okay, I was like, is it that one?
Shit. It was kind of like a meme song at one point, but I honestly, every time I hear this song, I kind of get emotional because it's just a deep song, like low-key. And it's another banger. Like, he's singing from his soul.
That's a guy?
Yes.
Oh. I never heard the whole song. It's just that, to the part. Like, it's not like a lady to me.
I mean, well, some male Japanese singers are really good for the range. The range be crazy.
Oh, the more you know. Wow. The last song in my U was from the Durarara soundtrack.
Ooh, all right. That's a good one.
Letter V. I don't have many, but I have more than I maybe would have expected. So
I have a decent number.
We have Voice to Voice, Lip to Lip by Phil Garus. This was another Majestic Casual song. I think I remember how that song goes. It was good. Pretty much anything that I stole from Majestic Casual is good. Like, I stole it because it's good. But all right.
I actually had one on my curated list because I don't have that many of these songs either. But I'm just going to say this one. Violet by Connor Price featuring Killa. I cannot remember what country he's from, Killa. But Connor Price did this like around the globe project where he would quite literally spin a globe that he had and he would land on a country and he would go look up like up and coming artists of that from that country, and he would contact them and make a song with them. So this one was featuring Killa. Oh, wait, they have the flags. So yeah, I'll just put on the screen what country he's from. But this one is like a rap song. He's a rapper. They're both rappers. And it's just a vibe. This is probably a different vibe from like the other two songs that we said. These are vibes, but it's a vibe.
It's a vibe, but we're not telling y'all which one it is. So you just gotta listen to it and find it out. Yeah.
A variety of vibes.
Hey, that might be that's the title of this video.
There you go.
We'll see. All right, we're on W. We're almost at the end. I have a lot of W songs as well. W songs. All right.
Chronically
Online. So we got another Tyler the Creator song, Whoville.
Oh.
From his inspired by Dr. Seuss album, because he did the soundtrack for the remake, or like they remade an animated Grinch a few years back, and Tyler did the soundtrack. It was just him, I think. He did the soundtrack. So then he did a short album inspired by it, and Whoville is one of them. I can put this song on loop. I just wish there was a seamless, like, 1 hour version of this song, because now we're talking vibes. This song, bro, it makes me, like, want to float.
Levitate.
Like, yes, like, it's just, I love the song.
I got the feeling.
Yes, I love this song. But anyway, what's your W song? I picked a W song for mine, too. Like, that's a win.
Ooh, okay. I was between two, like, my finger. So I guess I'll just say both. But the one it landed on most is Wolf in Sheep's Clothing featuring William Beckett by Set It Off. I mentioned them earlier. The first time I heard this song, I don't know why I was so floored, but I was floored. Like, it's just another one of those, like, this is hitting. But it's a song about him basically being, like, slighted by someone. And it's like, you'll get karma. Like, you'll have your day. Just wait. Yeah. And it's just, I don't know. I haven't really had that dynamic with someone before. So I'm listening to this song like I'm relating real hard to this dude being like, karma is going to hit you real hard. And I'm going to be on the sidelines feeling victorious. Like, I can't relate.
Why are they,
like,
giving you win some, you lose some, but her, it's her day.
Like, actually. And the other song I landed on was Woke Up by XG.
Boy, now that song had me in a chokehold for a few days. I don't think it was quite a week, but yeah, and it's her fault. But like, oh my God,
that song is so good. I was kind of surprised that you took that song.
And it was late too. Like, you showed it to me and I was like, okay, yeah, this song is cool. I'll put it in my likes. And then it wasn't until a while later where like it had came on my shuffle and I'm like,
you were like,
yeah, yeah.
I've woken up.
Yeah, and then it was just, like, running my life for a few days.
Yeah, valid. I actually listened to it yesterday.
I haven't heard it in a while. And that's another one that I'm going to be pausing my editing to listen to. All right, so.
Did we sniffle at the same time?
I feel like we did, but I'm going
to
ignore that.
We have to separate.
I have three X songs, so I'll just go through those like I did through the Q songs. We have X by Poppy, which I think is also a song that was a theme song for an NXT event.
I like Poppy. I have quite a few of her songs.
I haven't heard this song in a long time, but I remember that it was good, so I'll be listening to this one. There's X Back by Lay. Lay was my favorite member of EXO. He's no longer in EXO, but he was my favorite, and he did a solo album, and X Back is from that album. And then XYZ by CK, which... Again, like, I don't know, his songs get me hype, man.
He in your top 10, bro.
He might be, I don't know. As far as like Korean artists anyway, but yeah, XYZ by CK. That was lit.
Nice. I have two X songs in my likes at least. I feel like I probably is rare or unlikely for me to have them in another playlist, but one of them is literally the letters XDDCC. It's from the Amazing Digital Circus soundtrack.
Is it a Roman number?
You know, it actually might be. I have not looked into, like, a lot of fan theories for that show, but it might be. But it was a part of the show where they were trying to auto-generate a name, and it was a random assemblage of letters. And he was like, do you like the name Esther? She started this talk, and he was like, yeah, I didn't think so. Like, what the heck?
Were we in Hot Topic or a box lunch where you saw that plushie from?
Gummy Goo. It was, I think, Hot Topic. I'm pretty sure it was in the back of Hot Topic, and I was very shocked. I didn't expect to see that. But, yeah. And the second song is X Gene by XG again.
Wow.
XG has a lot of different, like, vibes with their music. Like, Woke Up is very much like hip-hop, and X Gene is kind of the same, but they have a lot of like kind of ballady, or it's like a mix. It's like hip-hop ballad. I don't know what you might
they're versatile
that. Yeah, they're yeah, and they rap a lot, but they also sing a lot. So there's a lot of songs where they're just singing, and I'm like, ooh, the vocal lines go crazy. And then Woke Up and X Gene come on, and I'm like, oh, the rapping goes crazy. And then If You Know, You Know comes on, and it's like they rapping and singing back to back to back. Ooh, ooh, keep it going. But yeah, those are my ex songs. I literally have to. I'm surprised I have to.
So I have a few Y songs, a decent number of Y songs.
I might have like 10.
We have, I think I already said them once. Let's do an artist that I haven't done yet since we're at the end.
Switch it up.
Yeah. But you know, all of these have been mentioned. Oh, well, You Make Me by Avicii. Mm. I was obsessed with this song, obsessed with the music video. I actually think this version might be, he did an album called Avicii by Avicii where he remixed his own songs. So I think this version of You Make Me is from there, but the original version, that was my song back in the day. And the music video too, I thought was so cool and fun. And like there were like two male leads and a female lead in the music video because they were fighting over a girl. And one of the male leads, I had a crush on him for a while. I think his name is Luciano Acuna Jr. Because I don't know why I still remember that, but he just had this like beautiful head of curly hair, and he was just like
creepy to hair.
Honestly, it's a weakness. But his face part was like
never declined.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what he looks like, but I'm just gonna assume.
Yeah. He was a good looking dude. I don't know what he's up to now, but he like did parkour or something. So like he was doing. Okay. He had some moves in the music video, and it was just cool. Anyway, that's my song.
I don't have too many Y songs, but I'm going to say this one because I haven't mentioned his band yet and I really like them. You Always Believed by In This Moment. I discovered In This Moment because of one of my best friends. She sent me a song when I was making developing a story in high school, and I was asking her for like, hey, this is the vibe of the story. I listen to music a lot when I'm making characters and like trying to imagine scenes. So if you like have any songs of this vibe, because I know she listens to that type of music, please. You know, share some with me. And she sent me Big Bad Wolf by In This Moment. That's still my favorite song of them to this day. Like, oh my God, that's a vibe. But yeah, they're like rock, metal, kind of like screamo in some songs.
I know somebody who listens to our podcast who's going to be upset that you said screamo.
I say screamo only because there's like elements of it in some songs. That's why I said in some, because not really. But I like You Always Believed a lot. It's a really nice song. That's my why.
That's my why. Like, that's your reason why.
Yeah.
Anyway, letter Z. We are at the end. Yeah. I have two Z songs. We have Zingaro by Joao Gilberto, which I think I've brought him up. I think I brought him up in the language episode. He's Brazilian. He passed away a few years ago, but he's my favorite bossa nova artist. And then we have Ziploc by Tyler, the Creator. How does this song go? It's good. I remember that it's good. It's not all coming to me right now, but he did like a series of like just singles. Like they were either he was rapping over somebody else's beat, or like it was just little snippets that he was just, I don't know. He didn't feel like putting out a full album, so he was like, here's some little things. So yeah, those are my two Z songs.
I have four Z songs in my likes, and one Zen Zen Zen's movie version by Radwimps. I love Radwimps. I'm actually really sad I haven't landed on a Radwimps song, but they're a Japanese band, or like actually my favorite. But that was from Your Name, the Your Name soundtrack. And I think that was like the promotional song. Like that was the song of the movie.
That song got worn out for sure.
Yeah, but it's a nice song. Zero by Pinocchio P, once again. That song's kind of like talking about the woes of being an adult in a very busy society where expectations left and right, and you're trying to reach a state of zero, which in his song was like kind of like Zen, like rising above the weight of the world type song. Zimzalabim by Red Velvet. That song is, it's kind of similar to Zero, actually. It's like a wish your worries away with this spell. And the spell is the happy song. And it's very weird. It's a weird, quirky song, if you will. And my last Z is Zutter by G-Dragon and T.O.P. Oh, my God. That was actually... Zimzalabim and Zutter were my Z songs from my curated list. I couldn't decide which one. Yeah.
I feel like that song is probably... in Hangul on my iPod.
Oh, okay. This was in, like, you know, written out.
Actually, I don't see it. I'm not sure. Anyway.
Oh, my goodness. Shout out to all of the songs that I'm steady scrolling through that are in kanji or katakana, like Japanese, that didn't make it in the letters because they're not in an English title. But there's so many gems in there. Also, the ones that start with numbers, because those are at the very top of my...
Yeah, we won't get into that, obviously, because we're doing A through Z, but yeah. I do have to say that the first song in my numbers is called Zero, but they put the number zero. So
mine is 0 o'clock, which is spelled 00, like the time, like if you had the colon in the middle, but mm-hmm. in parentheses, it spells out 0 o'clock by BTS. I love that song so much.
There's a song that. It's by a Japanese band. I feel like it was an anime song, but it was like 0 o'clock. I think it's from Tokyo Majin. I gotta find that song.
0 o'clock is a really, really pretty, like.
But my zero is song. Dino from Seventeen.
Oh, they're both, wow.
Both K-pop songs.
Both like the top ones too, top groups.
But yeah, that was our A through Z randomized music list. If you recognize any songs or if you want to drop one of yours, definitely do that in our comments.
There are so many artists that just didn't show up that would probably be like, whoa, you listen to them and like, the vibes.
Yeah, maybe one day we'll do another one. It was more songs in there. I don't know.
Mayhaps.
Yeah. But yep, that was that. Make sure you follow us at Related Note Pod on X, Instagram. And if you prefer to listen to this episode, you can look on A Related Note up on wherever you listen to your podcasts. And
if you have any favorite songs, feel free to share. I love finding new songs.
Oh, yeah. Drop your recs. Yeah, recommendations.
I have a playlist. Well, that playlist is kind of long at this point. Of like, listen later, where if I don't want to listen to it in the moment, you know, in this moment, I go listen to it. But yes, please share your favorites.
Yeah.
And on that note, until we up again.
Bye.